Hey guys, just a heads up. This podcast contains adult language and occasionally has adult themes. If you are under the age of 18, you need to click away. No, seriously, if you are a child or someone who's going to be judging me around the dinner table, you need to find another podcast. Thanks.
Welcome back to Panda Talks, and I'm Panda.
I'm Brady.
We're sorry that we've been gone for fucking ever. We were gone for so long.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Yeah. Depression really kicked my ass, and I have no excuse outside of that. Got a lot of updates. But I think mostly I'm about to fucking pop, as it were.
Me too, but for a different reason. High five.
High five. You're horny, haven't had any for months, because I'm very sore, and I hurt. So I feel bad for that. I'm sorry I've not been performing my wifely duties, but I hope you'll give me the pass, because everything hurts. Everything hurts so bad. You know, we talk like this, and then I realize that the three big listeners are like your friends and my brother-in-laws. So maybe I shouldn't talk like that, but I don't know. Is that awkward for you?
We probably make the jokes all the time.
I don't know your dynamic with you and your brother-in-laws, but
I think men in general just make sexual jokes.
Well, women,
especially when you're not getting any, it's fun to be like, hey, because then everybody else is also not getting any. He's like, over here.
Well, here's the thing. It's not that I don't want it, but like I said, everything hurts, but also, like, we tried the other day, and the whole time I was just like, I can't breathe. Like, literally, that's my big, I was the whole time, because I don't have lung capacity at the moment. So, yeah. And for the record, women, I mean, not that I really talk like this with my sisters, but they're a lot younger than me. I don't know, me and my friends talk about our sex lives, and it's not weird, and I'd like to imagine when my sisters are of age, we could talk openly like that. I don't think me and the baby sister would, because she's very private, but me and the middle sister, probably.
I feel like, I don't know. I don't think I'd talk to it with one of my brothers or the other brother. Because I don't really talk to my other brother that much.
Just call him out. He's listening.
I talk to my kid all the time, but I never really talk to Riley besides.
Well, you didn't have to call the older brother out. Maybe he doesn't want his name on this trash podcast. Well,
he probably doesn't listen to it.
Well, hopefully not. He's one of the ones that I'm like, oh, God, please don't. Yeah, so I hit work very, very hard, like a crazy maniac in January, and I shouldn't complain, because there's a million women that work full-time and are mothers out there, but I couldn't do it, and again, for fear that one if not both my bosses have found this podcast, maybe I shouldn't talk like this, but it mentally was just grueling. A lot of drama and shit at my work that I wasn't aware of until I went full-time. That and then just the mother guilt of not being there for my kids was very hard and physically demanding. I basically had to take a step back a lot earlier than I... Oh, shit, sorry. This kid's mean. I'm in a lot of pain tonight. Because I work today, and when I do two-hour massages, it hurts my body. So I'm back to part-time now, so hopefully that means more time for the podcast, because it's not as simple. I mean, it is as simple as just sitting down and talking about whatever, but I want to do good quality stuff, which involves time and research. So hopefully we're back on a more permanent uploading schedule again, because I have missed it. But yeah, I plan on not being full-time ever again, because fuck that. I don't know how women do it. There are a lot better women out there than me. And I'm sorry. Like I said, I'm really crampy and this kid's really kicky, so I'm going to be making weird noises over here. Pregnancy sucks. Just say no.
I would never have been able to guess that.
That pregnancy sucks?
Yeah.
Well, and that's what the shitty thing is. I know I have really good pregnancies. I have, like, I am 37 weeks and just now are my pants starting to not fit. And like, I'm not really morning sickness or have morning sickness. And, like, all my symptoms are, like, very, very mild compared to most pregnancy women. So I know I have very good pregnancies and I still hate them and they still suck. So they just suck all around in general.
Well, good for you for doing it.
Well, thanks. I think I'm effing crazy. Why would I want to do this again? I don't know. But anyway, so we're back. Brady wants to start a segment.
Sorry, it's just like it's a thought. I don't know how long it'll take. Could take 30 seconds. It could take 5 minutes. I have no idea. No, I was just outside and picking up our daughter's socks because she...
Well, can we time out and name... This segment's called... What did you call it? What's on your mind?
Strange thoughts I had.
Intrusive thoughts.
So I was just outside picking up... Yeah, I was picking up socks because she left them out. She took socks out to roller skate. So she was in her swimsuit. And then she wanted to roller skate.
Oh,
so
I hope
she,
you took pictures of that.
I didn't, because she like did it for like 2 seconds. So she puts on these roller skates, wears them for a minute, stops, takes off the socks, just drops them wherever, and then goes and swims again. So I'm out there just getting ready for the night, and I pick up the socks. And then out of nowhere, I had this thought, because I have this, I wouldn't call it like a hoarding tendency. A hoarding tendency, but I have a hard time throwing certain things away, and I was just like sitting there going, huh, I wonder where that comes from. And then, like, I couldn't tell you why that popped into my head, and then that was the next thought, and then I go, oh, I wonder if it's because of Toy Story. And I was just like, had to stop for a second. I'm like, that came out of nowhere, but it makes 100% sense. Like, always had a hard time getting rid of toys or getting rid of, like, things that mean a lot to me. Like, literally everything that I own.
You put a lot of sentimental value into things.
Yeah, I put a lot. So, like, most of the stuff that I own that meant something to me in my life, I still have somewhere.
I could go on and on about your closet.
Yeah, like
I'm always like, you never wear this shirt, and you're like, but my mom got it for me in Hawaii.
Like I've thrown away most of those, and that's all in like the last.
Since I've been married to you.
No, it's been like the last 6 months, so it's not even like, been a long time. But I was just like, huh, I wonder if it's because of that, like if that has anything to do with it, because like. Toy Story, they're like, yeah, you know, they're all alive. Everything has feelings and whatever. And you're just like, yeah, everything has feelings. I guess
maybe that'd be more the Brave Little Toaster, because rather than toys, it was inanimate objects. I never watched that movie, but I hear it was fucking scarring. You go to the dump and the cars are like, I used to be cool, but now I'm junk and now they're killing me.
It, like, I don't know. I didn't see that, but I could see how somebody would totally put two and two together and be like, yeah, this movie messed me up. But I just had that thought, and I'm like, I wonder if that's why I have such a hard time throwing things away, if anybody else, if they're, because I remember watching Hoarders with you, and people would be, like, a lot of the people have serious mental issues, like, if I, like, that one kid, I think, was episode one, when he's like, if I throw away my dog's gonna die. And so I'm like, okay, like I don't have anything like that. I just like get attached to things, and I'm like, when I'm throwing them away, I usually like it'll bring back a memory, and I'm like, okay, I'm not gonna throw that away.
Well, I think that's normal. I think a lot of people like have sentimental value with items.
Yeah, so I'm just like, I don't know. It's just like that was the thought that popped in my head. I was just like, huh.
See, I have the opposite. My I come from a family of hoarders because my great-grandparents grew up in the Great Depression, so naturally they saved everything, which is really common you see in people who grew up in that era. And then on top of that, they were really poor, and then Marie had, well, was it 7 or 9 kids? I always say the wrong one, but you know what? 7 and 9 is just, that's a fuck ton of kids, mm-hmm. whether it was 7 or 9. But, yeah, so they were super poor, so you met me and were just disgusted that, hey, just because the milk says it's expired doesn't mean it's expired. Sniff that shit. Pick the mold out of the bread. Cut it out of the cheese. Like, it's still fine. Because that's, like, slightly how I grew up. Like, because we were poor, so you don't waste food. But I also did have the mother that, like, because my grandpa's a hoarder. You've seen his farm. mm-hmm. And my grand, you never... Maybe you met her, but you never went to her house. But yeah, she had bad hoarding tendencies as well as much of my grants. When my great-grandmother died, they were like splitting up the Depends diapers. Do you want these or should I take them? Like, weird shit. Like, just go buy new fucking diapers, you know? But, so growing up, I try to hoard things. Because I do think, especially among kids, it's natural to want to, like, keep all your junk. And my mom kind of forced upon me, like, no, we don't keep shit. Like, she constantly was, like, de-junking my room and getting rid of, like, crappy clothes and, like, old toys and, like, I don't think she did it in a healthy way. And I don't think I'm passing that along to my kids in a healthy way. But, yeah, my mom was afraid of being a hoarder. She didn't want to be like her aunt, whose house was apparently effing disgusting. She recently passed, and I've heard about the trash yard that the kids have to go through, and apparently she put in her will that whoever throws anything away is out of the will and doesn't get their inheritance. So they literally have to, like, go through the trash heap of her house, and so yeah, I get what you're saying and I'm agreeing with you, but I have the opposite problem because my mom was so, like, intent on I'm not raising a hoarder that I throw everything away now because of her. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That was just a... I mean, I'm not going to argue with you because your family is crazy. But...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I just had that thought. I'm just like, I wonder if that's got... Or I know it's got something to do with it. I just wondered how much it had to do with it.
I've had the same thought, honestly. Yeah. Well, good intrusive thought. And all that came from picking socks up off the ground. Were you thinking of throwing the socks away? And then thought, no, I better not.
No, my thought in my mind was like, she's going to lose these. But then that led to, like, why do I have such a hard time, like, losing things or whatever? Or, like, why does that bother me to lose things?
See, I'm more particular with my oldest tossing her clothes out. Because they have to last through another kid, because I'm big on hand-me-downs. In fact, the oldest wears a lot of hand-me-downs from her cousins. Because with our oldest, I have to buy new clothes, because she's the first. But then I put those clothes in totes, and then when it's weird calling her my baby, now she's my middle child. When my middle child is of age, then I, like, pull out those clothes and, like... Obviously, I'll, like, throw away some really gross ones, but, like, she always has a wardrobe. Like, rarely do I have to buy her clothes. If I do, it's, like, a special occasion. Like, Christmas and Easter, they always get a new outfit, or their birthday, you know? Like, but I'm more, like, what would be, I don't know what the word would be, but, like, I'm more okay with, like, tossing clothes, or if she lost socks, whatever, versus the oldest, because I have to actually spend money on the oldest, and... Maybe that's really telling of me as a person and a mom, but freaking clothes are pricey. Oh, sorry, heartburn.
No, you're good.
All right, should we get into to what I have planned for today's episode?
Yeah.
Okay. Today's episode, as always, is brought to me by TikTok, and it's another goddamn personality test. But I just, I don't know, we've been thinking of different, we had a lot of topics we wanted to do for the podcast. Some of them have, like, I felt not aged well. And then also some of them do require research and time on my part, which hopefully I can start dedicating now. I'm still trying to read a lot of books, and I like to do more like book reviews and things like that, or like subjects on books I've read, but it's kind of hard because Brady's not going to read every single one, and Brady has a new job, so he's not even going to listen to many books mm-hmm. anymore, I don't think.
I don't think I can.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think it's a safety hazard.
I could on the ride, but at the same time, usually the guys I carpool with are talking to me, so.
Yeah. So, you know how I feel about personality tests. I think they're super, super fun. So, let's get into that, and then it'd be a good, like, easy way to, like, kind of get back into the podcast episodes, and I don't know. I almost feel like, I don't know, this is really stupid, but because my life has been massage and aesthetics for the past freaking 6 months, I legit was like, I should just do an episode on massage and aesthetics, because that's what's always on my brain. So I did think about, like, a reintroduction or renew episode to be about, I'm Amanda, and I'm a massage therapist, and here's why, and, like, kind of just go through why I love massage and, like, all the great things. But that, like, literally, I think would bore the three people I know who listen to this. Like, McCade, you don't give a shit about muscles and why I love to touch them and all that. So, we're doing a personality test, so feel free to play at home and tell me your answers. Pause this if you need to pause it. Write down whatever. I took this one earlier today, and it just was one of those. I was like, okay. And I'm really excited to compare answers with what Brady got. So I want you guys to all picture that you're walking in the desert. And as you're walking in the desert, you find a cube. Now, how big is the cube? And what is it made out of? How far is the cube from the ground? And then somewhere near the cube, imagine a ladder. And where is it in relation to the cube? What is the ladder made out of? Now, next or somewhere in the vicinity, imagine a horse. Did that TikTok say where is it in relation to the cube, or just imagine it next to the cube?
The first thing is imagine it by the cube, and then...
Oh, just by the cube? Okay. Well, there's a horse. Take note. What is the horse...
I think it just said imagine the horse.
Yeah, so. Imagine the horse. What is the horse wearing? Is it wearing a bridle, a saddle, anything like that? What is the horse doing? Now, somewhere in this scene, imagine flowers. How many and where are they, like, in relation to just this whole scene we've set up? Now, the last thing to remember and imagine is there's a storm. Where is it to the cube, the ladder, the horse, the flowers? And are you scared of it? All right. Brady, would you like to walk me through your scenario? You're walking through a desert. Do you want to go first?
Sure.
Do you need your notes?
No, I'm pretty sure I'll be able to remember. Because I didn't write them down when you first asked me, and I just kind of remembered. So, as I was walking, before you even said, like, what's the cube made out of, whatever. So, I pictured a cube. The cube that I pictured was clear, like a crystal or a glass. I guess could be diamond, I don't know. But that's what I pictured, was a clear cube, and I pictured it. I just took kind of a guess, and I'm like 20 feet tall, like a big, like a huge cube, big. And then, what was the next question?
How far is it from the ground?
Like 5 or 6 feet off the ground.
Just floating?
Yeah.
All right.
And then...
imagine a ladder.
For the ladder, I had it leaning against the left side, and it was made out of wood.
Okay. Now the horse.
The horse. I just pictured a white horse, and it didn't have anything on it. It was just a wild horse, or a horse you'd see in a stable.
What is the horse doing?
Just standing.
And then the flowers?
The flowers, I thought of like one little patch, and it was right, like just off, not directly underneath the cube, but just off to the right a little bit.
How, like, do you know how many? Like, was it like an abundance, or was it just
just like a small patch.
Okay.
Like a circle, like probably like 6 feet, like in a circle.
Well, I'd say that's okay. Just a small patch. All right.
I'm thinking like a wild field of flowers, or like a...
oh, okay.
No, I'm not thinking of a wild... that's what I was thinking. Okay. It could either be that, or just like this little... like the size of a large room rug.
Okay. And a storm coming, hatchet coming.
So the storm is like a ways off, like in the distance, and I'm not afraid of it at all.
All right. Cool. I'm so excited. And I'll probably... I can't wait to tell you what all these means. But firstly, I will go through my little scenario of me walking through the desert. And I imagine kind of the companion cube from Portal, like the metal one.
Like 2 or 3 feet by 2 or 3 feet?
Well, no, it was like the palm of my hand.
Oh.
But, you know, like it was metal with a little heart in it. Mm-hmm. Which I'm pretty sure that's the companion cube that has the little pink heart on it. That's a random detail. It doesn't come back, but it's metal. It's a metal cube the size of my hand, and it's on the ground. I also pictured a tiny little metal ladder leaning up against it. Don't ask me. It was just leaning up against it. I imagined a wild paint right next to the Cuban ladder as well. It was just looking at me. Oh, my ladder was metal. Like, it's just a mini version of, like, just a typical, like, what I think of a ladder is just, I don't know, metal.
Mm-hmm. An aluminum type.
Yeah, just sturdy, you know. Wild paint standing next to it, just looking at me. It had flowers in its hair, and I imagine like maybe like 7, so not a large amount. Not a large amount. Cannot stress that enough. And they're like in the horse's like mane and tail. And then I think the next question's the storm, right? And it's like ways off, like
the flowers? Did you?
Yeah, it's in the horse's hair.
Oh.
Just a small amount.
Gotcha.
And I didn't know if a number needed to be added. I don't, 7, but like small amount, like I said. And then the storm is off, like in the distance, like behind, like I can see it coming over mountains.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not scared of it, but I feel like maybe I should, 'cause like, oh shit. I don't want to get caught in that, but I'm not scared of it, but I do have the thought of maybe I should be. And that is my little scenario, and I think we will take a quick sponsor break, and then I will come back with the results, which, by the way, I can tell when you guys are skipping, and McCade, you're not listening to my damn ad. And we worked hard on that ad. Maybe we should re-record it now that we're back after hiatus. What do you think?
I don't care.
Feel free to skip, McCade. It's fine. All right. Welcome back. Who's ready for some results?
Me.
You've already listened to them because I rewatched the TikTok just to make sure I remembered all of it.
Look, I went to school for acting, so you didn't have to tell anybody that. They would have never guessed.
All right. Well, okay. So firstly, the cube. How big the cube is the size of your ego. So Brady has a 20-foot tall ego. And that just really checks out.
Are you checking me out?
Nothing to add?
No.
You have a big ego, do you think so?
I'm kind of an anomaly because I feel like I I have a big ego, but at the same time, I'm very humble.
Oh, that's like the least humble thing you can say.
Well, I mean, like, I have a big ego when it comes to, like, certain things and, like, a small ego when it comes to other things.
And I have a ego that fits in the palm of my hand, so... yeah, I think that checks out. And what the more, how did she, I'm not good with words, dude. The material that it's made out of kind of represents how open you are with people. So Brady's was a
crystal clear,
crystal glass, diamond, whatever. So he's very open. He's very open with people, where I was metal. So I'm very closed with people, which I also think I'm an open book, but I don't want to be a life story Lori. So I feel like you're very real with people. You're not afraid of hurting feelings or saying what needs to be said, whereas I don't like confrontation. So to me, this makes sense. And once we're better friends or we're closer, I'll tell you about anything if you ask. But I also don't want a trauma dump on you.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, this makes sense. I could see, like, as much as I'm like, yeah, I'm an open book and everything, I also can see how I am kind of more closed off. And even going back to, like, work, how I've been in such pain and agony and just miserable, I still have felt the need. I mean, not just, like, the physical stuff, but the behind-the-scenes stuff, the mental shit.
Mm-hmm.
I have felt the need to, at work, lie to people and say, I'm having a great day, and smile. And I even went back to my old surviving catchphrase. Because I don't know, because I'm not doing good, but I don't want to tell people I'm not doing good because I don't want to have the conversation with them, you know? Anyway, how far it is from the ground is how grounded you are. So apparently Brady is not very grounded, and I am very grounded.
You know, I'm a dreamer, but my heart's of gold.
See, that's the thing, is I feel like I'm the dreamer in our relationship. And you're the one that's like, that's not realistic. Like, us with this, like, GD house. Like, I'm like, we're getting out of here. I was very upset. What?
This is, like, the opposite of our conversation last night.
Okay, but I'm depressed. But up till now, it has been me saying, we're getting out of here. I was very depressed when we had to pull out the AC, because I remember distinctly last year talking to my aunt and saying, we will not be in that house come, like, next summer, so I don't need to pull out the AC. And then we pulled out the AC, and that was an emotional day for me. I don't know. I feel like I'm the dreamer, and you're the one that has to reel me back in. But I like to think I'm grounded, just because I have to be, because my job.
Yeah, I think I'm, like, to be the opposite of what you said, I guess. So I feel like I'm a dreamer, but I also, I have to, I'm like a realistic dreamer. Like, I feel like I know what I want, but I'm never going to like overstep my, or like overshoot what I'm going for. Mm. Like with the house, I'm like, I want a house super bad, but I don't, I'm not one of these people that's like, I want a house super bad. Let me go spend like $700,000 on a house when that's not within our budget. You know what I mean?
So you're thinking of budget and financially what we can and can't do. And I'm thinking of, we like all the other details of, I can't, I don't have room. We're running out of room. I cannot potty train our middle child in this house. There's no fucking way. Not with that damn bathroom. So that's what I'm thinking of, is how am I going to potty train her? I didn't want to raise that baby in this house. Now bringing another baby into a mold and mouse shit infested house. Like, I don't feel good about that, you know? Mm. So we digress. This is not me here to whine about houses, though I freaking could do that, because that is a big source of my depression as of late. So anyway, I am very grounded. Brady is not grounded because he's 5 feet in the air. Moving on. Okay, where the ladder is. Brady took away my light. Thank you. Where it is like how close you are with your friends. And if your ladder is leaning up against the cube, it means that your friends can lean on you if they need you in time of need. So you hear that, bucket? You can count on both of us, because Brady's ladder was floating in the air. I confirmed off, like, during that break. And my ladder was teeny tiny, but it was leaning up against my teeny tiny cube. And the sturdier what your ladder is made out of, the sturdier it is the stronger the bond. So I'm the better friend, because mine was made out of metal, which I would argue is stronger than wood.
It depends on the situation. Some metal, like if you get an aluminum ladder, then hell no. But if you had like a steel ladder that weighed like 1,000,000 pounds, yeah.
Mine was also teeny tiny, so I don't know if that... It was metal, but it was teeny tiny. I don't know if that's... The size didn't come up in the thing, but it was a cute teeny tiny ladder. Speaking of hilarious things, let's go to the horse. And I will say, though I initially pictured my wild paint, no bridle, no nothing, when she did say wearing something, I did, like, briefly as an afterthought go, huh, it's wearing a hat and boots, you know? She did not mean that. She definitely meant bridle, saddle, reins, anything like that. I'm not a horse person. But where the horse is... if it's tied up, it means that you like control in your relationship. The more wild it is, the more wild you like your relationship. So we both like a wild relationship, apparently. Yeah. That's the horse. Like,
yeah, what is it? Like, that's where I'm having the hard time. Not having a hard time, but like, I look at it and I go, you know, like, wild relationship, what does that mean to me? Because I think of, like, people that I know that have a wild relationship. Like, I wouldn't really, like, you know, I don't want a wild wife, you know?
I think it means, and you and I talk about this, and I'm sorry I'm going to be calling out, I don't know if your friends listen to this, but you have a few friends that, their wives and girlfriends have to, like, control what their social media and what content they're consuming and who they're texting. And you and I have always had this, you're 1,000% welcome to look at my phone. And I know at any point I can grab your phone and look at yours, but neither of us have ever felt the need to.
Yeah. You might see some titties, but it's nobody that I know. Just trust.
And I'm cool with that. Like, I honestly don't care. You're not leaving me for those titties. So that's the important part. I'm not a jealous person, so I don't get... You are, so I don't get jealousy. but I can respect it, you know. But so I think that's what I interpret it as is you're not controlling of me and what I do, and if it's fucking 12 o'clock and I say, hey, I'm gonna go out after work, I'm going out for burritos with my coworkers, I don't ask for permission. I'm telling you, where I have friends, and if I don't think any of my friends listen to this, but I do have friends that have to call and ask their husbands for permission to go out and get burritos with me at till 1 o'clock in the morning after work.
Yeah, usually the only thing I say is bring me back something.
And usually I don't, because I've forgotten to turn my sound on and then I feel like a shitty wife. But, like, I think that's what I interpret it as, is, like, you, I don't know, we just are really trusting, and maybe that's a, I don't know, I'm not trying to make anyone feel bad, but even just, like, with my friends, I've just said to them, like, wow, you're a good wife, because I don't ask for permission, I just tell my husband what I'm doing. And, like, same with, like, when I first got this job a year ago, on the phone, I had my interview. I basically got hired, that wasn't on the phone, sorry. I basically got hired while my boss was still on the table, and I'm gonna brag about that, because your girl's damn good at massage. And she was, like, telling me, like, do you need to go home and talk about things with your husband? And I'm like, what is there to talk about? Like, no, I'll work these days. I'll work these hours. I will start this day. And she kept insisting, do you need to go, like, smooth things over with your husband? And I just kept going, why would I? Like, I don't ask you for permission. That is a long-winded way to just say we, that's what I inter-, I'm done. You know what I mean? I'm getting. Yeah.
Well, it's like I said earlier, well, I guess we were talking about it earlier because some guy, you were wearing a Slytherin shirt and at the store he talked about it. And then in a roundabout way, without going, you know, a 50-minute story, basically it ended with me saying, like, me and my one daughter, our personality is, it's easier to ask for forgiveness than ask for permission, which is not a great way to live. Like, I don't look at that with most of my life and be like, you know what, this is how I live my life. No, I'm just like, you know, I understand, like, sometimes you have to make a decision in the moment and it's not always the best decision, but you got to make it. And so it's kind of like, well, being as a person, I understand, like, I wouldn't want to, I don't feel like you should have the need to run everything by me to make a decision that's going to affect you. Like, if it was a decision that was going to affect both of us in a big way, yes. But if it's like, you're going to get a burrito, is that going to affect my life? No. Like, the only effect that it's had on my life is, like, with my last job, I had to go to sleep at a certain time. And so sometimes you'd text me, like, that was never in the burrito, but it was like, you know, sometimes you'd be at work late and you'd be like, I'm so sorry. And I'd be like, I don't want to offend you, but I'm going to bed. And you were just like, all right, understandable, you know? So I don't know. That was the only time that I feel like would be an appropriate time to, like, okay, I'm going to call you before I make this decision because I feel like this affects both of our lives.
Yeah.
But if it's like, you're going to get a burrito, or if, like, I stop at the car wash, you're like, yeah, that's not a big deal. But it's like, sometimes I stop at the car wash on the way home, but I'm not thinking like, oh man, I'm really going to be screwing her over by stopping to get
a car wash. No, it's an extra, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah. It's not a big deal.
Not a big deal. One could argue me getting a job is a big deal and I should talk to you about that, but I have been trying to be more, and I think it weirded you out when I was doing this, but I understand you are a jealous person, and I have been trying to be more considerate of your feelings. So I did ask the other day if I got in touch with an old coworker and, like, went and played Pokemon Go and he's a male, would you be comfortable with that? And you were so chill and cool. So I'm glad that after 11 years, you've gone from, like, don't hug guy friends to, yeah, I totally trust you to go play Pokemon Go.
Well, I mean,
with a coworker.
It's an old coworker. Like, if it was like, I'm going to go talk to an ex-boyfriend, I'd probably be a lot more like, I don't know how comfortable I feel with this. But if it's like, I'm going to go play, you know, with this old coworker, I'm like, okay, no big deal. You know, because I assume there's no relationship there as far as like...
He's just my best friend when I started. He's my first friend at the job and he's a cool dude and I have the kids with me. So like, gosh, if I'm going to cheat on you, I'd like to think the kids would not be around. And also I'm pregnant as shit.
I know, because I've literally said to our one daughter, hey, don't tell mom about this. And it's usually something stupid like... The other day, our daughter was sick, and I was hungry because I didn't want to eat at home because it felt rude to the other daughter. So as we were driving out, me and my one daughter really like to go to Subway. Like, that's her special whatever. And so I'm like, hey, do you want to go to Subway? And she was like, yeah. And so we went to Subway, and I just said, don't tell mom, because I didn't, like, tell you that we were getting something, and I didn't want to, like, call you and be like, hey, what do you want? And I'm just like, all right, we're just going to stop and grab this real quick, like me and you. And then afterwards, she, you know, brought it home, whatever. And I don't know if she told you, but I really wouldn't put it past her, because literally every time I've ever said, don't tell your mom, she comes in and goes, hey, mom, guess what?
She didn't tell me that day. She told me today. But you're horrible with secrets, because she walked in with the... One of you walked in with the sandwich, and it was just, like, on display for God and everyone to see. So I was like, oh, I guess they went to Subway, so...
I told her, I was like, you're going to have to eat this before we get home, but me, like, and I had my sandwich eaten, and, like, before we'd gotten to Walmart, and she comes up front and goes, holy cow! You ate that whole thing? And I was like, yeah. I said, we got to eat it fast.
She was like Chris Farley on Coneheads. Wow.
Yeah, I was just like...
I've only seen my mom eat a hoagie like that.
I'm like, yeah, I put it away.
All right. Hey, you want to know what flowers mean?
Yeah.
On this back to the personality test.
Is that what we're doing?
Oh, McCade's like furiously skipping in 15-second intervals. He's sick of our shit. He might not even be listening anymore. He might have given up on us. Okay, so the flowers. How many there are how many kids you want. I do not want 7 kids. So that's why I figured in the contents of wildflowers and fields, 7 was a small number. I do not, no part of me wants 7 kids. I wasn't. And don't tell this kid because it's going to hurt his feelings. But I didn't even know if I wanted 3 kids. 3 seemed like a lot. And here we are. But, so small number. So your 6-foot patch kind of got me off guard. But then again, in a field of wildflowers, I'm just guessing you just had a small, shit, what's it called? I'm thinking of the... Knights that say knee shrubbery. They wanted a shrubbery, but they had like the whole little like fence thing, you know, that Monty Python skit.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, you had a small patch in the grand scheme of things as well. So neither of us want a lot of kids. I think additionally, you at the start of our marriage, you wanted more kids. And now we're both at like, hey, are we done? We're still playing it by ear. But are we done? I don't know. We're just getting ready to have one, so. And then how close they are to the cube and the horse and all that is how, like, the closer it is, like, you're thinking more. Why am I not good with words, dude?
I don't know.
Closer to the cube is, like, means you're, like, it's more on your mind, which... Obviously, mine's on the horse right next to the cube. Yours is, like, right off to the side. We're about to have a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, kids are on our mind.
Like, I'm thinking about that kid, but I'm literally not thinking about anything past.
I think past this kid, it's just, like, do we want more at 18? What we're going to do with this kid, what we did with the last one at 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
Either you're getting fixed or we're going to try again. But that's a year and a half down the road, so... Yeah, we're just, anyway. And then the storm is how stressed you are. So the closer it is and the more threatening it is, means you are more stressed, which That one is what really made me laugh. Because everything else, I was like, okay, this makes sense. This makes sense when first listening to the TikTok. But that one made me laugh because I went from, like, it's been crazy. So without getting too hairy into it, I basically had to take some time off with my pregnancy and all that, take time off from work. And I thought I'd be hella stressed because I am losing so much money. And obviously we need money and we need to be out of this house. And like, you guys know my whole situation. But it's like, I took time off and my stress level has seriously gone down so much. It has been so nice going back to part-time, like mentally and physically. Like, it's been amazing. And I am surprised at how not stressed I am. So I think it's funny that the storm for me was off in the distance and like coming over mountains. And I think, I should be stressed about that, but I'm not. And at the same time, I've recently taken a step back from work and my stress is like literally, like something will trigger me in this house and like I'll get upset and stressed and like hate life again. But for the most part, I'm like, I don't know if you've noticed a difference, Brady, but I feel less stressed and it feels so freaking nice.
With as much as I've been getting yelled at, no, I have not noticed.
Well, that's because I'm pregnant. I'm just grouchy and I'm sore. But yeah, and you're really and I hate this attitude of yours. Things tend to work out for me attitude. And so your stress also being in the distance and not scary to you whatsoever definitely explains you, because you're never stressed. I mean, you get stressed, yeah. But
well, and to defend myself, though I don't really feel like I need to, but it's just like I've always had this thing where I'm like, I used to get super stressed. I used to have horrible anxiety attacks, like crippling anxiety attacks, and I just got to this point where I'm like, all of this shit that I'm worried about is either going to happen or it's not. But me spending all of my time stressing about it, like if I was stressing about it and it was literally like stuff I could handle or like stuff that I could manipulate, like, oh, this won't happen if I do this, then that's one thing. But 90% of the stuff I was worrying about is like, it's stuff that either will or won't happen. Like, I have no control over any of this. And so in my mind, that just kind of turned into like, well, I'm not going to waste my time on.
To become another casualty of society.
Yeah. I don't want to waste my time, but it just kind of like turned into that. I was just like, yeah, I understand, but I'm never going to So yeah, it kind of bleeds into the rest of my life where I'm like, there's stuff that I could probably worry about, but at the same time, I'm like, well, it's not really going to change anything. So I'm not going to put too much thought into it, because it's probably going to do worse on my body if I sit and think about it than if I don't.
I wish I could be like that. And let's get into the astrological sign of things since we're talking about personality, but like, I am a Pisces, and I am ruled by emotion. So I don't understand how people can just like, well, I'm just not going to worry about it. Like, especially with my work, there's been shit that's happened and I have said, I am going to choose to not let this upset me. And then I'm still upset by it. Like, I can't just not be upset. Like, it's just, it's always on the forefront of my mind, no matter how many times I tell myself to, like, just forget about it. It's fine. It's whatever. Just, like, let it roll off your back. Like, it's still always right there. Like, us getting into a house. Like, you're like, why are you freaking out about it? Like, there's literally nothing we can do, so you might as well just, like, sit back and just, like, you know, whatever, get the hell over it. But I'm like, but like at the end of the day, I'm still in this house with a shitty bathroom. Like, how do you not think about that? Every time I walk in, and I pee a lot now because there's a baby on my bladder. Like, how do you literally like not, you're just constantly reminded about how shitty everything is, you know? So I really envy that of you and the fact that you can just like, it is what it is. Why stress about it? So I'm like, huh, I wish I could just, it is what it is and not stress about it.
But I mean, and it probably wears a lot more on you. Like, I understand that. Whereas, like, my personality, as far as, like, not giving a shit and just kind of, like, let things happen as they go, like, it works out for me. But with a person who, like, has to, like, has a lot more going on in their brain as far as, like, I'm going to have to plan this stuff, plan, you know, whatever. For me, I'm like, yeah, it works for me, but probably not so much for anybody that, like, because I know it pisses you off sometimes. You're like, we have to make a plan for this. I'm like, what's the point of making a plan for it? Because it's not going to, you know, the plan's not going to, nothing's going to go to plan. Or we can't make a plan until we know the situation kind of thing. Whereas it makes you more comfortable to make a plan. Like, we got to get all this shit done and plan this and get this all sorted out and everything needs to be figured out, you know, like when we set up the new baby's room, you were like, we got to get this done. We got to get all that. I'm like, why are we doing it so early? And then in your mind, it was like, yeah, we got to get this done. And then listening to your, that little app you have that tells you where the baby's at and stuff. And it's like, by now you should have the room like all set up and everything ready to go. And you're, overnight bag and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, oh, like, yeah, that does make sense. But in my brain, I think like we have so much time. Why are we worrying about this right now? Like,
well, I think it's a matter of, wouldn't you rather be overprepared than underprepared? I mean, like, and I come from a string of worry warts and I get that. And, but like, I don't know. Our oldest was freaking 4 weeks early and I didn't have an overnight bag prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that added to the stress of, I mean, not only was I freaking out because it's my firstborn, but also, holy shit, she was 4 weeks early.
Yeah.
And I'm running around the house leaking freaking fluid going, what do I need? What do I need? What do I need? And then you had to, like, go home, yeah, and get half my shit anyway.
Like, luckily for us,
we live down, literally down the road.
Yeah, we live like 2 seconds away. So I could, but yeah, there was like a lot of trips. Like, okay, will you go home and grab this? We go home and grab this.
Yeah,
was
like, this, oh, baby, yeah. I'm definitely going to have shit ready. I don't have anything ready, but I'm going to have to get it ready because you are literally going to be there for the birth and then you're going to go do your 3:13s. And then we'll see you Monday. I feel like you're going to get work off and I'm going to be so pissed off at you.
Well, I feel like I'm going to tell my dad and he's going to be like, okay, you already got work off. Because I feel like that's the kind of
boss.
I told him beforehand, I was like, yeah, I'm going to have a kid. And they're just like, because my dad already told me, he's like, yeah, you can't take time off for 3 months, whatever. And then I was like, oh, so like I'm having a kid, I'll just have to do whatever. And he's like, well, no, having a kid is like special circumstances, whatever. And I was just like, well, I don't want to like,
you're just, you know, getting special permission from your dad.
Well, this wasn't even my dad that told me. It was the HR guy. Because I was just like, I'm having a kid, I don't know what to do, like as far as being a new guy. He's like, you have a kid, you text me and tell me you had a kid. And then we'll get everything worked out.
Honestly, just go to work. We'll be fine. Like, it's 3 days.
I mean, we can talk about this off the podcast.
Okay, sounds good. All right. Well, it's good to be back. I've honestly, truly missed the podcast. I just felt like I couldn't give... Like, this was still a shitty, not what I want to put out on air type show. And Brady hates when I say that, because those are usually the episodes he feels really good about. But it feels... so good to be back. I've missed it. I just didn't want to put out something that I didn't feel like I could give time or energy for, and I was just so fucking depressed. I literally was hating work, and then that made me sad because I love my job and I love what I do. It's just, you just have to interact with certain assholes, and those assholes are always going to be there, and they're never going to leave, so it's not even the clients, it's just other employees, so but that's at, like, everyone's job, you know? So I'm really hoping with me going back to part-time, I know the drama will still be there. I know the assholes will still be there, but I didn't notice the drama nor the assholes when I was originally part-time. So I'm hoping it'll kind of go back to that. And then I can just happily, ignorantly just go in, massage my clients, and go home. And nothing will affect me. So that's the hope. And then I can be a better mom and a better podcast host and, because it would be cool to, like, I don't plan on living off this one day, but it would be cool to get sponsors and be able to dump some money into getting, like, an actual...
I just want free shit.
Well, I just want to, like, be able to put out good quality stuff that I'm proud of, which we've done a few episodes like that, but I want to get back into it, because we've had fun. We've had fun here. But, anyways, anything you want to add, Brady?
Nope.
Any funny stories about people making references to songs and no one understanding it? At Walmart?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got... I don't know.
We'll call this segment... I don't know. Something that made you smile this week?
I don't know what to call it. Friggin' weird guy at Walmart. No, we have... I'm sure they're everywhere. I'm sure it's just a Walmart thing. This guy that works at Walmart, and he's a cashier and he's super friendly, which is, you know, I would rather have a friendly cashier than a rude cashier, but this guy just, like, I went, and so to give a little backstory on this week, our
oldest had the flu on Saturday. Sunday, everyone was fine. Monday, our middle child had the flu. Tuesday, I had the flu. Wednesday morning, the oldest had diarrhea again, and I was recovering. Baby was fine. Then Wednesday, baby just randomly throws up and has, like, slight diarrhea. So it's been a week of flu. We're recording this, and it's a Thursday. And I'll probably be putting... I know I didn't address it, but everyone listening to this already knows. I think I'm going to change the date and start putting this out on weekends. We'll see. But anyway, I digress. Brady, go ahead.
So anyways, you weren't feeling well. I asked if there is anything you wanted me to grab while I was at Walmart, and you said ginger ale. And so there's the two brands. I can't remember what the one's called, but the other one's Canada Dry. And we usually buy Canada Dry. Not like a preference, anything like a Coke or Pepsi. It's just like, that's just usually what we buy, and we never really have problems with it. So I grab a case of Canada Dry, and I grab some other things. And then I go to check out, and I'm in this line, and this girl's kind of standing there. So I'm like, she's standing in front of, and I roll up, and she's like, oh, are you ready? Which is my favorite, when there's, like, nobody there, and they're just waiting for me. And I know I'm going to get in and out. So I go in, like, yeah, I don't have any, like, this is it. I'm ready to go. And so I go in, start putting my stuff on the conveyor, and the cashier on the next one over is the talkative guy. And he goes, Canada Dry, huh? And I was like, yeah.
Already I'm dying because I'm deaf. So I'm like, if I was in this situation, would I have even, like, known he was talking to me?
Well, he was, like, standing out of his cash register and, like, looking at me. Oh,
okay.
And he's like, Canada Dry. And I'm like, yep. And he goes, the best Canadian, something like that. Best Canadian ginger ale, not made in Canada. And I was like, Oh, really? Because I'm like, I don't know. What do you say in this situation? I'm like,
yep.
I'm like, yeah, oh, really? And he goes, yeah, made in Plano, Texas. And then in the meantime, a guy had walked up to his cash register and he was kind of like turning around to ring the guy up, but he was still talking to me. And the guy at his cash register just goes, well, if you're going to play in Texas, you've got to have a fiddle in the band. And the dude had no idea what he was talking about. And then the guy just keeps going. He's like, that lead guitar is hot, but not for a Louisiana man. And the guy just goes like, oh, yeah. And I'm like, and the kid, the guy that he's ringing up, the guy that's quoting this song. By the way, if anybody doesn't know, this is a song by a country band called Alabama.
Get educated, first of all. It's a damn good song.
And they have a song. I don't know what it's called. Or if you're going to play in Texas, you got to have a fiddle in the band.
Pretty sure that's the song.
But yeah, so he starts talking and he's just quoting to this guy. And like I said, the kid is like in his young 20s, like maybe early 20s. He doesn't look like a cowboy. He's not wearing like cowboy boots. It's just some dude. And he just like starts quoting this song to the guy. And he's just like, yep. And then that guy, he's like, you haven't heard that song? And he's like, what song? And he's like, the song I'm talking about. And the guy goes, no. And then he starts quoting The Devil Went Down to Georgia because he was talking about a fiddle. And I'm just like, oh my gosh. Like, I'm just sitting here like trying not to laugh because this guy's...
I'm a little disappointed that he like broke character and said, do you know what I'm talking about? I wish he would have just kept like...
Well, I think it was because the guy, like, he kept doing the, like, okay, yeah. Like, the guy would say another line of the song, and then the guy would just be like,
yep.
Uh-huh. And I'm just like, oh, my gosh.
He should have just kept it going. That's so funny. I love that story.
I'm like, holy crap. And then I just, it was me and our, oldest, and I just, like, walked off. I'm like, oh, my gosh. All right. We're on our way. We're out of here.
What if... I want to, like, have a would you rather, but I can't think of, like, the other scenario. But, like, would you rather, like, if you ever talk to someone, like, have to talk only in, like, song lyrics? Like, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, if you're going to play in Texas, you got to have a fiddle in the band. Like, I don't know. I'm just picturing that scenario. Just, like, wherever you go, you just, like... Almost like Cartman from South Park, whenever they start the Sailing Away song, he has to sing it.
Yeah.
If you ever hear, like, some sort of line, like, he says something Texas, so now that kid, like, has to, like, well, you know, if you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. Like, and then he just has to, like, just say that whole song out, like, casually in conversation. Oh, thank you for sharing that. That was breathtaking. It makes me want to share my story that I had with my cashier, weird guy at grocery store.
Rude guy who shushes.
But maybe I'll save that for next episode. Yeah.
And I don't know if I said it, but my new job is a coal miner.
Brady's a miner now.
That'll be interesting. It's not the funnest job I've had, but it makes a shitload of money.
Yeah. Not enough to get a house, unfortunately. We're just now figuring out.
Yeah. But it's a lot of money, but well.
Brady, I swear to God, if you don't get your YouTube channel up and running, I'm going to punch your nuggets because the funniest shit happens while we're doing these podcasts and we can't talk about it because no one will understand.
But
it hurts to laugh. My ribs hurt so bad. My sternum's like splitting.
Yeah. So we'll get it figured out. I don't know what's going on with the, because we tried to get a home loan and the guy's like, you gotta make this much, she's gotta make this much. I'm like, I don't
There's
know.
Literally no way.
Like it's
there's no way we could both be doing that. And it's a pain
and be able
ass.
To be parents. And that's the hard part right now is you're like, well, yes, I do want to do this, but I also want to freaking be at home for my kid. Like, luckily with this job, I work 3/13, so I have, technically I have like almost 5 days off because of the way that the schedule breaks out, but it more is like 4 or 3.5.
Well, and that's like, it's so fucking depressing. And this is why I'm like, I should really be stressed because it's just so fucking hopeless. And this is why last night Brady's like, well, you were being the depressed one last night and saying it's never going to happen. And I was being the realistic. Like, because Brady's making damn good money. He's about to make damn more good money because they're going to increase the starting wage. And I have gotten, like, we are now, like, transitioning to a medical spa. I'm still technically making more than Brady. Technically, you know. Not that we give a shit about that.
More per hour, but not
more per hour.
Because you're only working 2 days.
As of right now. But even, like, you know, this guy wants me full-time and making what I'm making, which is more money than freaking my mom makes. Not too much off what my dad makes, you know? Like, we're both making the most money we've ever made, and it's still not enough. And it's so freaking frustrating. And way to end the podcast on a depressing note. So, I've been Panda. I've been Amanda. God damn it, I hate everything about this podcast sometimes. Have a nice night. We'll see you next time.
Even though she hates her podcast, we love you.